Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're talking about some events that are coming up in Western New York that are being reimagined right now. This would be, or this is actually, Taste of Buffalo Weekend. That's coming up the 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday. And Taste of Buffalo Chair, Aaron Collins, is joining us live. Aaron, we're still having a Taste of Buffalo this weekend, but it's going to be very different.
It sure is. Good morning. Thanks for having me today. We are pivoting the Taste of Buffalo to what we're calling a virtual format. A lot of people have asked, well, what does that mean? What's a virtual food festival? How can I eat the food? Not to worry, we've got you covered, because we have 35 restaurants and food trucks, 5 wineries, and all area Tops Markets locations that are offering Taste Takeout this weekend. It's a special item or items that they have on their menu. Some have one or two, some have 6 or 7. That they've put together just for Taste of Buffalo Weekend, that's either a special menu item new that they're serving this year, or something that is typically on their menu that's priced differently, that's a special for Taste Weekend.
Okay, so what exactly would a, if I want to take part in the Taste of Buffalo this year, what would maybe my typical Saturday at the new and reimagined Taste of Buffalo look like?
Sure. So the first thing you're going to do is go to tasteofbuffalo.com and look for our virtual festival guide. It's typically you would get that at your ticket tent or at a Tops Markets in person, but this year it's all online, and it has takeout menus for all of the restaurants and wineries participating this year. So take a look through that, figure out what you'd like to eat, and then instead of all being together in one place to try this food, you're going to call the individual restaurant that you want to order from. Place your order and go pick it up, bring it home, and enjoy it while you're watching some really fun programming we have planned on the Taste of Buffalo's Facebook and Instagram pages. We have cooking demonstrations with some of the chefs that were slated to be on our culinary stage. Many of the bands that we're going to play in our traditional event are now playing online instead. So you can enjoy everything from the comfort of your own home, and it doesn't matter if there's thunderstorms this weekend, we can all still enjoy the Taste of Buffalo.
Aaron, how challenging was this to put it together the way you've got this plan for the weekend?
It was definitely an adjustment. This is the 37th year of the Taste of Buffalo presented by Tops. And, it was a well-oiled machine that had been around for more than 3 decades. And we basically reinvented a new event. You know, we went from an in-person to an online event in the course of a couple of months. So we really give credit to the restaurants who are struggling to figure out a new way of doing business in this time of COVID-19. And we wanted to find a way to help them. Without restaurants, there is no Taste of Buffalo. So we wanted to make sure that we were doing something to provide them some support and make sure everybody's still around for next year when we can all be together in person again.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing how this all works out, a virtual event, but I know that you've got to have eyes on next year and returning to the normal Taste of Buffalo that we all know and love.
Certainly, yeah. We definitely hope that we can all be together again in 2021 for our 38th year, but we're glad to be continuing on and making sure that we don't miss a year of enjoying food, because that's what Buffalo is all about, is celebrating food in our community, and we're hoping everyone will join us in a little bit of a different way this year.
All right, well, good luck this weekend. That's Erin Collins from the Taste of Buffalo. She's the chair this year. Again, you can check everything out at tasteofbuffalo.com.
Joining us now is Drew Sirza from the National Buffalo Wing Festival, and that event is going to be reimagined. Drew, it's not going virtual so much as it is, really, when we say reimagined, you are doing something totally different this year.
We are, and good morning to both of you. Taste of Buffalo is actually, you know, one of my favorite events of the year. I love going early Sunday morning and picking out and having some beers and enjoying the show, and it's going to be disappointing. And I know what Aaron and Kai Nikowski go through when you have to make those tough decisions. And we actually hung in there. I actually hung in there all the way until to find out about the state fair. We had so many different variations of how we were going to put this on. Social distancing and social responsibility really were the factors that made us look differently. You know, when you don't know if an event's going to go on, and during this pandemic, I had a lot of long walks with the dogs and a lot of time to rethink and just realize, you know, we have to do something. And our event, you know, the Wings are great. They're from all over the country, 100 different styles of sauces. But our event's so much about the experience and being around, meeting people from all over the country and the camaraderie. So we didn't feel like virtual was really the way to go for us. And I've been on the boards of the food bank for about 20, 25 years, very close to Tara Ellis and the folks at Feedmore. So decided to do something to help raise money for food banks. And we're going to have America's Greatest Chicken Wing Party during the month of October, where we ask people to have the best party they've ever had with chicken wings. Whether it's at home or hopefully it'll be football, watching a ball game at your local restaurant or bar. So that's kind of the direction we've taken.
You know, you mentioned that it was the state fair that kind of made you make this decision. That was only made a few days ago, so you really put this together quickly.
Well, I've been working on it for about a month and a half, Susan, just in case as a plan B. And we've had we've had Zoom calls with all the food banks. We've got about 37 food banks from across the country we've already talked to. And we're going to initiate and activate the Bills Packers clubs in all these major cities, 50 different cities. And October 4th, the Bills play the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas. As strange as, doesn't that sound strange, the Las Vegas Raiders?
A little bit. You know, I love that tie-in to the Bills games, because we've been talking this morning a lot about what the actual games are going to look like, with some of the teams already making moves to significantly reduce capacity in the stadiums. I think a lot of people are going to be looking for a way to celebrate in smaller groups together, still have some of that game time atmosphere, and this adds to it.
Yeah, it makes it special, I think. You know, people are really stepping up for local charities, especially food bank, because their demand's up probably 50% locally and across the country. So it gives you a reason to have a party. You know, we all like that. But if you think about it, you know, across the country, you know, chicken wings and the Buffalo Bills, all the expats, when they leave Buffalo, those are two things they always thrive on. So, we're excited about it. We're going to name October National Chicken Wing Month. We've never had a month honoring chicken wings. So we developed a website called chickenwingusa.com. We'll be a national website for everything and all things chicken wings. So we're really using this as an opportunity to take ownership of the chicken wing across the country.
Okay, so your event is not going to be a weekend like it's been previously. It's going to be a month.
Correct, yeah. We felt like we should spread it out and also honor the chicken wing and give it its own month like all these other food items have. And it gives people, you know, time to plan, so we're not focused on any one weekend. And, you know, it's funny, every Labor Day weekend, that week, all I worry about is the weather, the rain. And like Erin said with her event, it gets to the point, you've been doing this, it would be our 19th year. You become a bit of a well-oiled machine logistically, and then it's just a matter of the marketing and what you're going to add and make a difference. So this Labor Day weekend is going to be really strange.
It definitely will be, and we're sad to see no normal Wing Fest, but a really cool new idea that everyone can kind of check out and celebrate at their own time during the month of October, which will be the official Chicken Wing Month. Drew, thanks so much. It's Drew Sirza from the National Buffalo Wing Fest. More information on that, of course, at WBEN.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.